Folks, so you have anxiety, insomnia, have trouble falling and staying asleep, chronic pain, arthritis, neuropathic pain, seizures. How about trying Perfect Edge Botanicals? You can go to their website, look up all their products. It is a natural hemp-based product, and it is legal. It is not the illegal stuff. And if you will enter your coupon code as Mike66, you'll get a 25% discount. So glad to have Perfect Edge Botanicals on board, and check them out.
Yay, welcome to episode 70 of Talking to the Mic. Hard to believe, isn't it? 70 shows. We're going to start off today recapping last week. Don't have any guests today. It's going to be a short, sweet, but I want to go on record saying that I, in fact, did pick Marshall to beat Notre Dame last week. I also said that disregarded the 20-point spread and that they would win outright. And if you don't believe that, you can go and listen to show 69, where I do, in fact, call that game. Charles Huff texted me afterwards saying he was so proud of his players. They worked hard, played hard, and what a great coach for Marshall University. I'm really impressed with Charles Huff. I like talking to him. I like his attitude. I just like everything about what he's doing to build that program, and you know, kudos to the herd. And going into South Bend, Indiana, it doesn't matter if Notre Dame was down or maybe not the team that they usually are, whatever, new coach, they went into the hallowed halls of Notre Dame Stadium and came out with a win. Congratulations, Herd. Your quarterback played well. Your running backs played, everybody played well. I mean, great job. Great job. And I just can't say enough about how proud I am. You know, Charles Huff, Bill Legg, Poca native, one of my heroes when I was growing up. He's on that staff. You know, the players played hard. They if they did have a breakdown in a play, they came back the next play and picked themselves up. And, you know, like, I believe that I'm paraphrasing here. You know, they didn't worry about the fight song. They didn't worry about Touchdown Jesus. They just came in playing one play at a time. And at the end, you know, the score was 26 Marshall, 21 Notre Dame. But really, Notre Dame scored with like 14 seconds left. So it should have been more like 26 to 14. And Notre Dame were 20-point favorites, 19.5 the last nine I saw. Again, congratulations for my part. I'm proud of you guys. Strap it on and keep trucking. Don't have a letdown, and you're going to have a great season. You end up in a big bowl game. And who knows? So, congratulations, Herd. Alright. WVU. Fan base is not happy. But you know what? Neil Brown's not happy either. His coaches aren't happy. His players aren't happy. I don't know that verbatim, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say that is the feeling around that locker room. You know, they lost a heartbreaker to open the season at Pitt in overtime. Then they lose to Kansas at home in overtime. And what you got to remember too is, you know, we have our favorite teams, and we all want West Virginia to win. But they're also playing against another 75 Division I players, 85, whatever it is. It's not like they're playing in a pickup game, and you know, they have the ringer. They have the best kid on the block by far. But you know, don't jump off the bandwagon yet. They play Towson State this week. They should win. But you know what? They might not. And if they don't, the sun will come up tomorrow. I promise. But I look for this week West Virginia to win. Get back on track. Get back on you know, the right frame of mind. See how it feels to win, and they'll enjoy it. And go from there. You know, how about Texas A&M got beat at home by another school in the Sun Belt Conference? You know, that's really had to hurt them. So Jimbo Fisher, the head coach, West Virginia native, he's taking some heat, but I don't think they would get rid of him for anything. And Alabama, number one ranked Alabama, eked out a 1-point win, I believe it was. So they almost lost. You know, this portal, this transfer portal, this free agency that the NCAA has created has... You know, how do you build a program? Honestly, how would you in the world build a program? And talking to some my friends, former teammates, and coaches in college, and you know, it's often brought up, how in the world would you build a program? That's my biggest beef with the whole thing. It seems like to me, and I don't know the rules, but it seems like they just can just enter the portal at any time. And that's wrong, in my opinion. You know, at least make them wait to the end of the year. But West Virginia gets back on the winning track. Neil Brown's still on the hot seat. I seen today where the buyout on his contract today is something like $20 million plus $10 million to his assistants. And, he's going to be a good coach. Coach Nealon endorses him. I've talked to him about that many times, and that's good enough for me. You know, if you haven't tuned in to Dale Wolfley's pregame show, Mountaineer Legends, with himself, Brian Joswiak, and they have other former Mountaineers. Sometimes they have Major Harris. They've had Aaron Beasley. I think they plan to have some other guys, Bo Orlando. You check them out. You know, it's entertaining. It's insightful. And, you know, you get a chance to meet via the internet some of these Mountaineer legends. And, you know, just see what they got to say about the game. It's always entertaining. And, you know, Wolf's got that big voice and puts the boom on things. So enjoy your games. There's one I forgot to talk about. My Pittsburgh Steelers upsetting the Cincinnati Bengals in overtime, on the last play of overtime. And what a game. it was, you know, back and forth and tied, and, you know, Cincinnati scored a touchdown with 12 seconds left or some crazy number to make it 20-20, and had the extra point blocked. So they tied, you know, went into overtime. Pittsburgh had a chance. Chris Boswell, one of the best kickers in the NFL, kicks one from about 55 yards that hits about halfway up the goalpost. It clinks out, and they got the ball back, and he was able to kick one on the last play of the game. They only play a 10-minute overtime quarter now, and he put it right down the middle. Unfortunately, T.J. Watt, the great defensive player, got hurt. Hurt his pec muscle, but he'll be back. And what a great player. Let's hope that doesn't define the season. Hopefully they can hold on to his return. The quarterback situation, Mitch Trubisky, I just don't think he's the guy. I'm sorry, but I think you go with the first-round draft pick and see what happens. It's just my opinion. But anyway, just wanted to have a short and sweet podcast this week. And I want to thank all our sponsors. And we're getting more and more every day. And appreciate it. I want to appreciate Haley, our producer. And if you need to get in touch with us, it's all lowercase, talkingtothemic@gmail.com. And Haley can talk to you about sponsorship packages, etc. If you have a kid playing that you want to give a shout out about, contact us, and we'll put them on the air, and this has been episode 70, and hopefully we'll have a guest next week, and for 71, so take care, you've been talking to the mic.